You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
This earlier, we are joined by two very, very cool guests. We've got Sass. I'm not going to reveal the actual name of Sass. We've got Sass and Kit Verhoef. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, that's basically about right.
That's basically right. Cool. We're talking about the Poet Palette stage at the Waitati Music Fest for 2025. How are you both this morning?
Kei tu pai, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
I'm also good. It's a little. Still feel like I'm in holiday mode, so it's quite an early start.
You lucky bastard.
I should be in bed. I should be in bed, which is where everybody should be till at least 12 noon, I think, in Dunedin.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I agree. I wish the holiday period was longer, but for some of us, we've got really important jobs to get back
very
to.
Important jobs.
Very crucial jobs. I like what you're wearing this morning, Sass.
Oh, thank you. I like to wear black, especially in this hot weather.
Yeah, it's a good tracksuit. It reminds me.
Warm.
Are you familiar with Sleaford Mods?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it gives the vibe of like a Sleaford Mods.
Yeah, one of my modern day inspirations has been the Sleaford Mods, really, in the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd probably be the guy in the band who just drinks a pint of lager and smokes silk coats and doesn't do anything. Would be my ideal job in a band.
Oh, he's like, great. I recently stumbled upon this song, Job Seeker.
Oh yeah, that's a wonderful one.
So good.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I wonder if Wins or MSD could sort of use that as sort of the weight room
yeah,
music or something.
Yeah, I wish. I really wish, eh?
And the Honor Benefit song. Like, who did the Honor Benefit song? The hip-hop act from New Zealand.
Homebrew?
Yeah, Homebrew.
Yeah, Benefit. I guess you got Bottom Feeder by Civil Talk as well. It's a local.
That's a great song.
That's,
yeah.
That's a good time.
Speaking of which, they are performing it at the Music Fest.
They are too. Yeah, that's going to be cool, because I haven't heard anything else from them but that song. So there's a lot of cool stuff you can see live that you wouldn't be able to hear anywhere else for the time being. Speaking of the festival is taking place next Saturday at Bland Park in Waitati.
A wonderful name.
Do you think they need to rename that park? It seems like a very horrible location.
It is actually quite bland. It's just a field.
Yeah, I googled a picture. It's just a field with like a soccer setup.
Rugby. And a really, really stupid skate park that's impossible to skate. It's
really?
Right next to it, yeah.
Oh, stupid isn't it's hard, not stupid isn't
it's just it's a poorly skate designed park. Skate park.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's a shame, because I feel like skate parks are usually really well designed.
Quite often the regional skate parks, like the council will get some money to build a skate park and then just some builders will make it.
Mm.
Like, you don't really have skaters involved who can tell them what to do, so... Mm.
No skater consultation.
No skater consultation.
My goodness. Skaters rise up. awesome. So what are y'all's connections to the Waitati Music Fest 2025?
Okay, well, my ex-partner, Katie Peppercorn, and I created it maybe about 12 years ago, just to put a little bit of more local music and colour into the Waitati calendar every year, and just a way of incorporating a lot of the different music contacts across the electronic dance scene and general music, punk scene, and bring them all together, really. So we're just all in Waitati, which means we don't have to go far as well to go to a gig.
Nice.
Saves us driving into town, saves on the carbon print of music.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And you can...
And over the last sort of few years, I've been a performer, but this year I'm just there in a volunteer sort of organizer capacity. So I'm helping run the Poet Palette stage that we're going to talk about, and just helping out. It's a good crew of volunteers that make it all work, so I'm one of them.
Yeah,
me.
We can't do it without the volunteers. I think there's about 150 people or something needed.
Ooh.
We're a charitable trust, so we don't make any money from it, which is why the prices are really low as well to get in. I think the first year was $5.
I think
you can still buy tickets for $50, but that comes to about 50 acts, which is $1 an act.
Yeah, there's 50 acts, isn't
there? Yeah.
50 acts.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
My goodness. How many poets... Because I saw on the lineup there was tons of people. How many poets are going to be there?
So, there are approximately 8 poets, I believe.
Nice. Are they
two,
on the...
Two comedians and 7 poets.
Are they on the poster itself?
Yeah. I think most people are on. It's been impossible to get everybody on the poster, it seems, but most of the poets should be on there. Right.
Now, before we get talking some poetry, I noticed you said before about transport and carbon footprint.
Yeah.
This is in Waitati, which for some might be a little bit hard to get to. Are there any buses that'll be going from town to Waitati, or any public transport options available there?
I know that there will be a bus. Just a general bus, which will go there in the morning, I think. But you can jump four in an Uber for like $12.50 each, which isn't too bad.
It's only about $40, $45 for an Uber, so it's not too bad.
Mm. Yeah,
that's
probably we've tried it with other transport before. But I think we had one year with lots of buses and nobody got them. Like, you know, I think everybody just walks back to Dunedin or something. I don't know. There's still heads, eyes like headlamps. Still, like, oh, we're gonna just gonna strut back up into town.
I guess there's no alcohol at the thing, so there's no risk of drunk driving.
We don't have any kind of bar there.
Cool, that's good. Is it BYO at all, or no alcohol?
No alcohol.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good to clear that up, because I didn't see it in the fine print.
Yeah.
That's very good to clear up. I guess we're going to be talking about the poet stage at the Waitati Music Fest, which originally started as a gold spray-painted palette and has become a really awesome platform for poets, who I assume are mostly local.
Mostly local. There's a few out-of-towners. There's Bog, burnt out graduate from Wellington. And
Gotta Love or not?
Yeah, Gotta Love from Golden Bay, I guess.
Cool.
So there's a few out of towners, but mostly locals.
Cool. Yeah. What happened to the original Golden Palette?
What did happen, Seth?
I think a homeless man stole it. No, I think so. He tried to steal it, and we stole it back off him, like, because gold paints quite a lot. It sits in the back of the bike shed permanently there. But I had a look at it the other week, and it was looking a little bit rotten after 11 years.
Oh no!
But that was the original stage, literally just the golden palette, like, you know. Or maybe we painted it gold in the second year, you know, to make poets feel a bit more special. Usually they're at the bottom of the barrel for kind of appreciation in society, you know.
Very
taken
true.
Over by hip-hop artists and singer-songwriters and like as such. I shouldn't say that though, being a poet. I feel that all poets are going to die poor, though, in a lawn, in a cold room or something, I don't know.
Writing their best material on some toilet paper.
No, very much so, yes.
Yeah. Well, they live for their art form, which I think is really, really cool. And I think there's also a surprising amount of poetry resurgence through social media.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But maybe that doesn't translate into real life so well. But yeah, I think there might be a growing appreciation. Which I guess your, you know, the palette, poet palette stage is a manifestation of. What kind of effect has it had for the local poets here? You know, what has it added to them being able to speak at this festival?
I think it just gives people a place where they can perform. They have little kind of poetry groups, like, from time to time in Dunedin, but there's very little opportunity for poets to have a stage and an audience to play to, which is why we kind of created it originally, I think. But also, when you think about it, if you look at people like John Cooper Clarke, very famous.
Evidently Chicken Town.
Yeah, very much so. I'm originally from Manchester and did live in Salford for a little bit, which is his hometown. And he used to open John Cooper Clarke for The Clash and The Sex Pistols. It's quite common to have alternative political poets open for bands in the 70s and early 80s. I just wanted to recreate that opportunity again, realising that poets are part of that mainstream music scene and we shouldn't be kind of put into little boxes and kept in the shadows somewhere for weird kind of people to listen to while knitting and drinking cold coffee or something.
Nice. Yeah, and the way the Poet Palette stage is actually going to be run is there's going to be a band and then a poet and then a band. So there's no dead air, essentially. So it's just going to be non-stop.
Nice.
Which is great. It's a good way of doing it.
So it used to be just a palette. What is it now? Is it two palettes?
Now I actually have a small portable stage trailer. So that's we've had various stages used in the past, but this time it's sort of a sort of self-contained sort of trailer stage unit thing, and we're going to build some extra bits around the outside and make it look pretty cool.
Nice. Nice.
There's a 10K rig to go with it as well, which would make some good sounds. Well, I've got a good PA there, like alongside it, full drum kit and backline as well for the band. So it's
for the poets.
Yeah, if we wanted it, I think we have two poets on who actually come with the band.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess what is the difference between that and just just a singer songwriter?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It like, blurs into one of the big kind of things.
Yeah, very much. Very that kind of crossover. Singer songwriters, I think, sit on the bar stools, don't they, and do like a one the guitar and that. Were I don't know. It's kind of. I think there's other manifestations, and it's whatever the poet or singer songwriter wants to call themselves.
Yeah, self-identification.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Self-identification.
Yeah, I mean, as you said before, John Cooper Clarke, who is kind of almost a rapper in some ways.
Yeah, I would
even
say.
Chicken
so.
Town has yeah. some real bars.
Yeah, he has that patois about the way he kind of talks, eh?
Totally. You know? Totally,
it's
yeah.
all part of it.
Awesome. So tickets for the Waitati Fest are available at Humanitix and waitatimusicfest.rocks. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the festival?
We're having a big focus on it being zero waste, which is quite a good initiative. So if possible, bring your own plate and cup and everything. Everything's sort of taken care of. There are people standing next to the bins to make sure we're recycling properly, and
the bin guards.
Yeah. And it's possibly some teenagers.
And it's 12 hours. It's a 12 hours gig.
Yeah,
as
11
well.
To 11.
Yeah. All so right. it's coming for the long run. Mm-hmm. Bring a decent cart just in case the weather turns a little bit.
Mm.
Like we do have limited cover for people, and it's an amazing day out. Like I said, it's our 11th time we've done it. Like so much energy goes into this. It's probably the biggest event for showcasing local artists, local musicians and up-and-coming stars. And it's well worth the money. Mm-hmm. When you look at how much it costs to go to a lot of other things, we're definitely keeping the price.
Yeah,
really low.
A dollar per act is pretty good bang for buck.
Very good value. And I like how it's set in a time where there's nothing else really happening as well. So it's, you know, you kind of got just a really good you're not competing with anyone
exactly, you know,
which is awesome. I really want to thank you guys for coming on the program this morning. I do want to know as well, I did see there were some food vendors.
Yeah,
can we talk about those?
I don't actually have the details of the food vendors, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of food, a lot of good coffee and everything. So
it'll be a good time. Something for everyone.
It's a very like family sort of focused event as well. Yeah. So bring your kids.
Yeah, there's a child area where they can do lots of different activities during the day, rather than traditionally children coming to kind of festivals and being bored. So we try and come up with as many activities for them as we can do. Really,
I don't know if you all have been to Beer Fest before, but they have on the Saturday. Because it's a 2-day event, they have like a children's area,
okay,
and they love it. It's great. There's
wonderful.
Tons of bounce castles and stuff,
yeah,
Which is awesome. And I thought it would like have a negative effect on the festival, but I think because there were children there, people were actually being much more sensible than the first day.
No, that's good.
Yeah. They're being judged by the kids.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and parents.
Incidentally, I thought you were talking about the Waitati Beer Fest, is a yearly event, which is free entry, 12 free bands and free beer.
Really?
Free much beer? Much better. Exactly, Zach. What? Hit us up and find out about it, and you should come to the next one.
I will. Yeah, yeah. You have me down.
It's a true anarchist event.
I mean, free beer, you're right next to Doctor's Point. It's a lovely place.
Yeah,
Waitati is beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. That was Sass and Kit Verhoef. They've requested Psycho King Dogs with Sniffer Dogs. We're going to hear that now. And then after that, we've got the Rad Times Gig Guide. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Love you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.